USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Another race against the government shutdown clock, but this time it's all in an effort to fund the government long term. Lawmakers are working to pass an omnibus spending package as government funding will run dry Friday night. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says GOP lawmakers don't like seeing legislative pork in the package, but he believes the provisions appropriating money for the military are vital.
That's what Senator Shelby and Leahy have given us, the opportunity to achieve. Make good on our commitments in the NDAA by following through with actual funding.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Just as both parties cooperated on bipartisan achievements like CHIPS, gun safety, veterans benefits, respect for marriage, and so much more, let's finish this session by passing an omnibus by working together in good faith.
Schumer said negotiations are heading in the right direction, but Congress must wrap up the process before the end of the week. The 1-6 Committee in Congress, in lieu of releasing its final report, voting to send recommendations for criminal charges to the Justice Department.
They issued 4 criminal referrals of President Trump to the Department of Justice that include obstructing an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, conspiracy to make a false statement, and aiding an insurrection. Constitutional expert, attorney, and legal scholar at George Washington University, Jonathan Turley on Fox News, believes the charges will not pass muster.
But if I were defense counsel for President Trump, my eyes would still remain fixed on Mar-a-Lago. I just don't see this as much of a threat of something that could be actually defended at trial or on appeal.
The choices are a criminal prosecution, do nothing at all and leave it unresolved, or announce the DOJ will not pursue charges. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The U.S. Supreme Court steps in, preventing an end to the Trump and pandemic-era Title 42 authority at the southern border. It will remain in place for now, but locals near the border continue to take precautions. The mayor of El Paso, Texas, declaring a local emergency as the humanitarian crisis continues to unfold.
Mayor Oscar Leeser took action because of the rising number of migrants having to sleep outside. Leeser said this will provide the city with more resources to help the migrants coming into El Paso. City leaders are also expecting millions of dollars from the federal government to help with the crisis. Title 42 is a Trump-era public health rule that has been used to expedite deportations. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Harvey Weinstein is guilty of sex assault in Southern California. A jury in Los Angeles says the disgraced movie producer attacked a woman in the L.A. area. California Governor Gavin Newsom's wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, one of the women whose accusations ended with a hung jury in the case. Weinstein was previously convicted of similar charges in New York. And a group of more than 24 governors is calling on President Biden to end a pair of emergency declarations for COVID-19. 25 governors, including Florida's Ron DeSantis and Texas' Greg Abbott, signing and sending a letter to Biden. They asked the president to end both the national emergency for COVID and public health emergency that were declared during the pandemic. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.